Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? Yo, what up? This your boy, PDP. Today we're going to have our conversations with Chubb. Chubb should be calling in here in a second. We're going to go ahead and get the show on the road. But there's a lot of stuff. Thanksgiving was just here. Black Friday was here. Also, you know, there's a lot of protesting going on. So a lot of people weren't supposed to be shopping on Black Friday, but they probably went and shopped anyway. Hey, Chubb Rock.
Man, what's going on?
Oh, man, not much, man.
Man,
who is that?
This is me. This is Chubb.
Oh, I heard somebody in the background.
Oh, no, you probably heard Brenda. She walking on this trail.
Okay. What's going on with you, man?
Oh, nothing. Just getting a little exercise in. Me and Brenda hit this trail up. Yeah.
You hit the what trail?
You know, the one by the house. I don't know what the name of it. I just ran up the hat box.
The one, is that the same track when we was little? We said we was gonna run it, but we was like it was too long.
You didn't think it was that long.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember. It's the same one. They got it. It's paved like a freeway now.
Oh, so they expanded.
Yeah, it's going across. It's like two or three of them now, going all through town.
They must know not to go there at night.
Yeah, I hope not. There ain't no lights on these trails.
Yeah, I know. We all know Muskogee is Thugville.
you never know what you're going to run into here.
Already, man. That's what's up. How was y'all Thanksgiving, man?
Oh, man, it was real good. Had one of the other coaches that I coached with, he came over. Trice and Brenda came down with Talia. And, we jumped from house to house. Hit my mom and dad.
Already, I went up to Kitty.
Yep, her and Ann's.
So, okay, Ann and too?
Uh-huh.
Ann with that big booty. I be like, what?
Yeah, she was in the kitchen cooking it up.
Already, ain't it, man? A lot of people don't know we used to go over there and take showers, man.
Man, had to. When the water
man,
was
hey,
had to go
family
shower.
Come together, man. What's up with Keyshawn? How Keyshawn doing?
How you doing? All right, he's hitting the weight.
Already, that's what's up. Yeah. Hey, tell Keyshawn we depending on him. Tell him our time is up. We need him. Hey, we need him to make it.
You tell him what you gonna do?
Yeah, what you gonna do? This spotlight is on you.
Yeah, it is. Hey, he going down to the power showcase at Christmas time.
Oh, it's one in Pryor?
There's gonna be one. That's where it originally started at in Florida. You know the one like Bryce Harper did.
Mm-hmm.
That one and then. You know, the one that they just showed on ESPN the other day. That one, it was in Texas. There's a kid like 14 years old hitting it out of there.
500 yards?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, man, I used to do that in my sleep, man, but I was like, nah. Already, that's what's up, man. Hey, we got somebody else on the line. I'm about to unmute him. I don't know who this is. Hey, who is this? Say your name and where you from.
Mrs. Lucas from Oklahoma City.
Hey, there he is.
Hey.
There
he is. What's up? Hey, how was your Thanksgiving, man?
Busy at work.
Already. Where was you at? Best Buy?
Yep.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I was trying to get a second job over there. They ain't never called me back.
You must have failed that test.
No, right. I was like, man, see, this is too many questions. They tripping.
Too many questions. I don't know.
It's like, I know if you put me in there, I can get the job done.
I'll get it done. That's all you need to know.
Ain't no need of no testing. Come on. The test is out here in the field. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
That's the real test.
How busy was it at Best Buy?
What's up?
How busy was it at Best Buy?
Shoot, it was kind of busy. I mean, yesterday, shoot, a bunch of the rookies got to see what it's like for picking all those orders online in the store. Yeah. They wasn't stopping coming through yesterday.
What they call it when they order online up there to pick up?
Just.com.
Oh, okay. I'm getting ready to say, because I remember, you know, I used to work at Macy's. They call it the box. You know, buy online and pick up at the store.
You was on the truck, though.
Hey, that's where it went down at on that dock.
That's where y'all been, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all probably was up there breaking boxes.
Oh, don't worry about that, Pete. You don't even want to know what happens when it comes to the big warehouse from us. The most you see us do with it, it, trust me, it's been through a whole lot worse before it got to us.
So they hoping and praying that they don't tear up when they get there, huh?
Even if it is, they gonna probably make sure to blame it on the customer.
You already know.
That's all good though. Oh, Butch and okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Hey, call Tristan on Thanksgiving. He said you have to stay up there and work.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, man, you got to make that money. That's one thing when you get older, man. It don't matter what anybody think about you. One thing is consistent is them bills.
They don't stop coming, do they?
Already. Chubb Rock. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, whenever I was talking to Tristan, he said y'all were just getting on them bones.
Oh, yeah. You already know. Hey, I'm walking in the middle of the street. Let somebody pull up with some dominoes. I'll play them right here in the middle of the street.
Hey, who won?
I did. You know, I always do. We was running teams last night. Me and Trifle busted up Aaron and Charlie L.
Who and Charlie L?
Charlie L, he came over and played. Then who else? Chase came through. Chase. Mm-hmm. Big A.
What he doing?
Sure,
you know,
slapping them bones.
No dominoes.
Chase said, well, he'll put something on you. Chase said, he ain't afraid to lay him down there.
Tell Chase I still owe him a game of ping pong.
Oh, do you? Oh, yeah, you know it.
Yeah, man, he beat me sitting down one day whenever we was in high school.
Oh,
I was like, this was my exact words. I said, nigga, I don't care. I was thinking. I was like, if you can beat me in a foot race, then maybe I'll get upset. But hey, we don't play ping pong in the hood.
No, you know we're got to travel up to the school.
I know.
We don't know nothing about no ping pong, but I get on it now.
We can learn real quick, though.
Yeah, I get on a ping pong table. Butch, can you still play?
I bet I could. I ain't played in a minute.
Hey, but it wouldn't be no drop off, though, huh?
No.
Mm-mm.
I know. Butch is that, I talked to Chubb last week, Butch. Chubby said you're still letting your hair grow out.
Yep, it's still growing out. You know, this is a seasonal thing.
They come to spring.
Well, you know why your name is Luke.
Huh?
What'd you say?
Do you trim it up?
Nope.
In the spring?
Do you get edged up, or do you just let it grow?
Yeah, I get it edged up, yeah. You know, I go into the barber shop, just make it nice and neat.
Hey, so you be having on that blue Best Buy shirt with that fro?
Yup, shoot, yeah, I do. I'll be in there with a headband on.
They probably think you're Colin Kaepernick.
He taking a knee.
Hey, somebody come ask him for help. Somebody come ask him for some help. Butch probably say, I'm gonna take a knee.
Right, I'm gonna go ahead and take a knee.
Like I don't do that.
Hey, that's what it looks like.
Online orders. We don't mess with them. Alrighty, Butch is a ghetto quiet dude. You'll see why he kept his mouth shut the whole time, because he probably gonna hurt your feelings.
Yeah, say go on ahead and keep that one on. He said, I'm going to go ahead and keep my mouth shut.
Yeah. Then it all makes sense why his name is Luther. He's like, oh, Lord, there you go.
No.
Hey, that's not Storch's son, man. Y'all better get up. But, hey, you better tell him that was one of the best nights, man, we done had when we was all together.
Sure was. Up in at the cake.
He said, you want to know what my daddy bought me?
Oh. You talking about that night? That was the best night ever. I don't think I can ever top that New Year.
Hey, me neither. That whole experience, we got so messed up during that weekend. I didn't know if what happened that weekend happened that actual weekend, or fast forwarded to the next New Year's Eve, or if it happened that weekend too. Cause you remember we went to Cape. I guess it was the second time. Whenever we cooked that chicken, I cooked some fried chicken or something.
Yeah.
Sorry,
that was
man, the I don't
time,
remember.
Yeah.
That was the second
remember.
Time. Yeah. What'd you say,
Hey, you want to go to the Huddle House?
He didn't know how to get there. He was like, we got to take this exit. He gets right back on the interstate.
What did he say? Jump right back on?
Yeah, didn't know where he
was. He jumped right back on. And I was like,
wait,
man.
Where he was.
Yeah, this is where I live, this.
Yeah, I was like, hold up, man. You don't know where we're going. He got us 8 hours away from Muskogee in a 1992 black and green truck.
Beaten.
You remember A&N, though? A&N used to be like, you remember before we even, I think we were still in high school. And then you used to be like, yeah, it got a CD changer in it. And we used to be like, no, it don't.
It's
like, we can't even. And it was up under the seat.
Yeah, that's one of the old school
seats. Put in all the CDs.
It's a disc changer, huh?
Yeah. It's a disc changer. That's how you know they from the hood. They was like, yeah, we got to put it up under here.
A different way. You gotta go around the normal way.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you stick.
Oh man, that's cool. But say, Butch. Hey, how was that Oklahoma City life?
Oh yeah, it's good, man. Shoot, you come up here, you don't want to leave.
Oh, not bad. Cause you doing pretty good now this year.
Man, ain't nobody worried about that. Nobody worried about that. They gonna be here. They always gonna be here.
She said, ain't nobody worried about that. Oh, man, I know that's right. that boy Butch. But where you be eating at? Where you be eating at down there? Do you be cooking or what?
Shoot, yeah, I'll cook sometimes, but a lot of places, I'll go out downtown and go eat somewhere or somewhere around, like on Memorial and stuff close to Edmond. That's some pretty good spots to eat.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. Niggas, they be heading down to Edmond. I know it ain't no black people down there. Unless they play football. Where Reggie Smith at? I still remember Reggie Smith, man. I tried to tackle him whenever we played OU back in the day. That nigga got away.
So he's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I guess he was number one in the state whenever we was there.
Mm-hmm. So I remember
hey, did y'all go shopping on Black Friday? Butch, we know you was working. Chubby, did you go shopping?
Yeah, I went shopping at home.
I thought you was about to say you went to the bank.
Oh, nah, I ain't went to the bank yet. I need to see how my safety deposit is over there. See if they still got it. Yeah, let me get it's a number 4, the spicy chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord, where you at?
Hey, get ready to get some Chick-fil-A.
So you just got to work now.
Yeah. Got through running. I got through walking. I was on the trail. I walked the whole time. I'm on that overall well-being kick. You know,
I got out and did, and that's all.
That's it. Yeah, I need to go for a brisk walk or something.
You just need some air.
That's it, yeah. I wanted to come out and see the wind. You know, they changing colors now.
He said, man, I didn't run, I walked.
Yeah, man. It's hard running these days.
Hey, man, who you telling, man? I tried to run like last week. I didn't even make it a block. And my earphones fell out of my ear. I said, well, I guess that's the sign.
Yeah, time to go on back. Yeah. I'm
going
to turn it
around. Girl without no music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that must be God. God telling me I need to stop.
Yeah, go ahead. Take it on back. Go and find that indoor gym.
Yeah, find that indoor gym. And the indoor gym is right here on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Have y'all ever ran, like, without music? Like, through a trail?
No.
Man, whenever I was going through a hard time, I had to move in with you and Tristan in Dallas. I didn't have no choice.
Hey, man, I went on this trail without music. You know, them sounds will play with your head. So you hear some leaves moving around and stuff, you start thinking it's something in them bushes. You get real careful. Hear a couple dogs barking.
Somebody after you, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know that's right. Butch, I know when the last time you ran.
Oh, when was the last time I ran?
Yeah, when you and Carter was racing in the street.
Oh, shoot. You was racing down the street. You thought you had the girls and you started messing up.
In the middle of downtown.
He thought he had the girls, and we messed it up for him.
I thought I had him. Hey, y'all chill out, chill out. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, right. Man, I got him. Man, they down there racing.
Like, was that Jenna? That's how Chubby will get you, boy. Chubby, I'll smart you in a minute, boy.
Hey, we got the car. I was like, yeah, we can go to another club. He's like, all right. Pete got the front seat. He's like, I knew he was going home.
He was going to do this.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta put y'all in the house.
It's like I remember that term.
Yeah. Let's see, yeah, I gotta get time for y'all to go on the clock and struck 12.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I was thinking. I was like, I know Chubby probably embarrassed like a mug.
Yeah. I know. Hopefully, y'all left y'all glass slippers, but I gotta take y'all home.
I gotta take y'all home. What's up, girl?
What's up,
Dad? Sabrina just made it home. Y'all say what's up?
Oh my God.
What's up, Sabrina? What's going on?
Sabrina?
Uh-oh, she on air.
Yeah.
On the air.
Yeah, we on the air.
Listen, Eddie. Yeah, we on the air.
You know how you got to try to get that clue? You know how sometimes you can try to get somebody to look like?
Yeah, I already know. Yeah, we on the air. I'm going to need you go here. Get Quay to go on here. Going over there real quick.
I know.
Hey, how was y'all Thanksgiving? What y'all do?
Oh, man. What we do? Eat.
That's what I did. All right.
Cooked and ate. Sabrina cooked about 100 sides.
What?
100 sides, no meat at all.
What? How about that turkey? What y'all do with that turkey?
Man. I was like, you know I can't eat a lot of cheese.
And she made everything cheesy, huh?
Don't give him that dairy. Don't give him that dairy.
No, yeah, for real. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Hey, man. Yeah. Hey, y'all the only ones that know me.
Hey, it messes him up.
They don't understand.
Yeah, they don't.
Man, you can eat it. I'm like, nah.
Hey, I know. Hey, since that day, now when people tell me if they lactose, like they are lactose. Don't give them none of that stuff.
I know, man. Y'all be clowning me, man.
Well, we are.
It was like, what is that?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I was trying to tell you.
Oh, gee, I can't drink no milk like that.
I was like, the plunger won't work.
Oh, man.
Oh. Ooh-wee, the things we learn about each other growing up.
I know.
It's all good. It is all good. Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, where Loom at?
He in there sleep.
Man, you need to go wake him up. he pretended he ain't sleep.
Yeah.
Wake him up.
Where are you? Where are you at? You in the back room, Chuck?
No, I just walked in the house.
Oh, you just got in the crib?
Mm-hmm. He's here somewhere. Oh, no, he just left.
He left?
I forgot that. Yeah, that car is gone. I forgot. I don't know where he went.
They didn't go back to Dallas, did they?
No, they're not going back till Sunday, I think. Dang, this is a good game. Y'all not watching
Butch.
That game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, man. I'm about to go in there and check the score. But last I saw, Ohio State took the lead.
They in OT. This ain't taking overtime.
And so, me and Sabrina went down to we went to Dallas a couple weeks ago, like 3 weeks ago. And, boy, I don't know who Tristan is no more. I know Loom.
Yeah.
It's like, I know Loom, because Loom, as soon as he got to the bar. Well, first, he don't call it the bar. He calls it Club Trike. He just when that boy, he showed up drunk. And I tell you, he showed up drunk, but You know, I feel like I know how Chubby feels whenever we all together. We don't know how to act, but somehow Chubby knows how to separate himself. He's like, nah, I'm a...
Yeah.
You know, that's what I had to do. Mm. Tryson Thompson, I'm there with Sabrina, which is my wife.
Yeah.
Tryson Thompson, where's the waitress with the booty at?
Like he's here.
I was like, oh yeah, he's here. You know how he say the N word. I mean, he improvises it like a mug. I was like,
oh shoot.
I had to take him to his car. I had to take him to his car, and then he gave us a gummy bear. You already know what kind of gummy bear that was. So he was like, yeah, I got these gummy bears at the bed. I was like, oh, yeah? And you know, Arlington is 30 minutes away from downtown Dallas. So you know what kind of gummy bear it was if I went 30 minutes out of my way.
I was like, yeah,
I'm going to get one.
Them exclusive gummy bears.
I know. I told him he should have brought some down to y'all so y'all can eat for Thanksgiving. I'd have been like, now that's the right thing to do.
Right.
You want to give thanks? Do that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So, Butch, hey, what did you eat at? Did you eat anywhere, or you just kind of just kicked it by yourself?
I had to go in it too, so I didn't eat until I went on break at work. They had food
up there for y'all.
Yeah, they had food up
and
there.
And what they had?
Some people brought some ham dressing. It was quite a few stuff. I mean, it was like a potluck up there.
Mm.
I tore it up.
Right.
That boy.
Somebody
talking
brought
about
some
like
pies up there. Somebody brought them pies up there, that peach cobbler. Shoot, I was tearing that up.
Man.
Oh, I
bet. Yeah, peach cobbler.
Hey, man, I wish I had some of that hot peach cobbler to put some ice cream on that bad boy.
I know, right? I was feeling like, we need some ice cream to go with this.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know nothing about it.
No.
You gotta have
no pies without no ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I know. But hey, that's just your job, Butch. You got to put them on it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Show them something new.
Oh, Butch. Hey, man. Hey, so how you be getting to work, man?
Man, I be walking, dude. Or I catch a ride.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, so you live in... Yeah, I'm going to call you Pete.
Hey, man, I got to do what I got to do and get these bills paid.
Yeah.
See the journey.
See the journey to work.
I live right behind the store, so it's really no big deal. It's like me walking to Cherokee. That's how far I walk.
Oh, that's my bad.
Yeah,
it's not no real long walk. It's not no walk.
You ain't going, but I know you probably moved in there knowing it was close to your job. It was like, you know what?
Yeah, that's why I moved here. That's why I moved here, Pete. I'm like, something's going to happen with me in a car, or I ain't going to have one. I'm like, this is the spot.
Hey, I would have did the same thing.
Dang.
I would have did the same thing. I was like, nah, we're going to stay right here, because, shoot, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all heard that Drake Fake Love?
No, yeah. I ain't heard it. Have y'all heard that book?
He's heard the fake love. I played it for him. He ain't on his music like he is no more.
I know.
Yeah, he ain't on that music like that.
Baseball coach.
Yeah, he want to be a baseball coach. He can't leave his dream alone. Can't leave it alone.
He can't leave his dream alone. So I've been working. I'm slowly getting back into that music. I just heard, I just listened to that Weeknd album, and then, y'all know Boosie dropped another album. It's that Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas.
Oh, I ain't heard that.
Yeah. Y'all need to listen to that, too. Yeah. I'm slowly, I'm trying
still
to get
on
back
that
into
talk,
it.
Is it?
Yeah, he's still on that, trying to sell that, too.
Yeah. See, I'm giving out special discount. Hey, if y'all need something, y'all, this is discount season, so you get 25% off.
Black Friday.
Yeah, it's the Black Friday. I got the Black Friday special. We got Cyber Monday going on.
Cyber Monday coming up.
So if anybody,
you got
Tyrell
Tuesday.
Yeah, there you go. If somebody needs to get in shape or anything, y'all let me know so I'm getting discounts.
Shoot, man, my whole life is a Black Friday.
Oh yeah!
Like, everywhere I go, I'm gonna get a discount.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, so what's that going for? They'd be like $50. Hey, $50? Well, how much is it for me? Is it going for? Like, I'm always trying to work them deals. Forget that. I'm broke.
Just cut me off half of it for $10. Cut off
for real. I know y'all been probably dealing with this y'all whole life. People just assume y'all got money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now people think I got money. Hey, I went up to the bar the other day. I went with my homeboy. And he was like, shoot, I think we're going to get a shot. And I said, all I heard was we. I was like, shoot, all right. So I'm thinking he's going to buy. We both standing at the bar like, shoot. You know how you got it? You go to the bar. You be like, hey, bartender, let me get this, let me get that, right? Or you wait to them to come to you. You know what I'm saying? So we both standing at the bar. And I'm like, well, shoot, you said we. I'm thinking of the shots on you. You know what I'm saying? So the bartender comes to me, was like, hey, what would you like? I said, nah, you got to ask him.
Be mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know me, Trev. I'm like, well, it might be time to go home. I can go to the store and get me a hurricane for less than this amount of shot and last longer.
Yeah, I'm told, right? Two of them, and you good for the night.
Yeah, I'm good for the night. I'm ready to go to sleep
probably,
and wake up.
It probably even better.
Who
than
knows?
You, you know, they got them 6 points.
Oh, yeah, we in Texas, man. Hey, what you eating, man?
One of them spicy chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Muskogee, you do got a Chick-fil-A, huh?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm eating it now.
Muskogee slowly trying to come up. Butch.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part? Do you even got the favorite part of Muskogee?
Favorite part of Muskogee?
Yeah, like, what was the best? We all grew up in the same house.
Mm-hmm. That house, that was the best time. That's the best house I ever had.
Right.
Anything else, it really wasn't worth going back to.
Right. It's like we all could just go back to the house. We wouldn't even have to leave.
No, yeah, we could all just kick it there at the house.
Yeah.
I know. We didn't even smoke or drink. We didn't.
No. No.
What do we do, man? What we do? We just play video games, watch movies.
Watch TV.
Listen to music.
Like, come home from practice. We'll get home from practice. And that'd be pretty. Just talk about each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Butch used to walk around with them ET gloves on. I'm about to call me ET. Yeah, man, you was a script, man, for real, But hey, man, my favorite saying: everything happens for a reason. But you remember when we went out and you got drunk? He was like, we went to Fatso's. This is when I knew, Butch, you was on another level.
Yeah.
We both went out.
I remember that night.
You and, I don't know, maybe we were some girls or something. I don't know. And he goes, Pete, I don't need you to take care of me.
Yeah, I remember that night.
You remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Man, you got me in trouble by Big Luther.
Yeah. I remember that.
Out of his mind.
Go out of my mind.
But you know, but it's all good though, because you know we grow up. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we just grow up.
Yep.
And we become older, you know what I mean? So I was just like, I guess I can't be his brother. I gotta let him go do what he do.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much how I go.
Yeah. I know we all gotta learn.
Right, exactly.
We got in trouble, not me.
I know.
He wanted to do that. He was wrong, man. I can't tell him what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Oh, Luther.
All
God,
I have to do is just try to watch out for him on the side. That's about all I can do.
Right, exactly. That's about
I was like, Luther, I didn't know what to do. I was Yeah, mm-hmm. Luther got on to me for that one, but
mm-hmm.
I'm going to need $1,000.
He still wants that money for that phone, them phone calls from them girls.
Mm-hmm. I paid mine.
It was calling collect.
Hey, he still be asking me for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting on Trevor to pay it.
I paid mine. I paid it.
Trevor paid it. I'll be like, look, it was Trevor's idea. Trevor had them girls sending naked pictures to my house in Wagner.
No, man. No.
No. He want me to get in trouble, but
I wouldn't do nothing like that.
Yeah, no, you did do something like that. Now you gotta watch Chubby, boy. Chubby come through with that curly hair and light skin, them girls go crazy. I'll be like, no. He's the real goon. Yeah, I need to watch out.
That's the real
zone
right there.
So, Chubby, I see why you want to be friends with me now, man. So, Chubby was like, I'll be friends with this dude, and we get in trouble, they all going to think it's him.
I can just blame it on him.
Be out of line.
He looked like he in trouble.
That'd be out of line.
It would make matters worse, Butch. You know how he was in high school. You know whenever I start scoring all them touchdowns. But nobody,
yeah.
None of the student sections was screaming my name. They'd wait till Chubby get in there. And then Chubby get in there, then all of a sudden they want to say, Chubby! Chubby!
Hey,
and I'd turn around and be like, oh,
house. Like, I got
the one
going
to work.
You'll take it to the house on the next one, huh? If you get there, I'm taking this to the house. Boy, he's flying up down there. He used to be flying up that field, too. he used to wear that white tape on them shoes. He looked, you know, you can feel him. He looked even faster.
Try to be a creative player out there.
Yeah, Bush, they couldn't catch him. They couldn't catch him. And he got up in that open, and it was over. I remember Broken Arrow one. You hit the sideline. I was like, oh, it's over. He took it all the way to the house.
Hey, sometimes they'd be like, I don't know how he gonna get out of there. But then
he was fast. You know,
anyone taking them hit?
Yeah.
Hey, I was like, nah, I couldn't get hit no more. You know, I got too many shots to the head.
She's awesome. Yeah. Head on collision, yeah. We've seen him have one, a head on collision. It's thirsty.
I don't see how teams couldn't stop you. All they had to do was just find where Prentice was going. That's where you was going. You was running to the other side. I'm like, how did they not see that?
I know. And then we used to have Prentice go in motion. He'd be like, you know that's where he's going.
Yeah, like all they had to do was just shift their whole defense over.
Still wasn't working.
It still didn't work. Hey, Prentice was a bad boy.
He let it block on your
Prentice
swing.
I'm glad Prentice picked up all that weight, because I used to say, Prentice, I'm getting right behind you.
So you're going to clear the way.
I didn't care if you wanted to hit him or not. I'm going to push him into you. Boom! That's right, man, and I'm gone after that. Hey, Jeff, you were playing in ninth grade. You remember when I scored that 99-yard touchdown?
Yeah, I remember. Had the Medina
Pink. Yeah, I was watching this Ohio State game, and Ohio State I think Michigan stopped them on, like, they own 1 yard line. And I just remember whenever we was like that, we was playing Poto. Poto, Oklahoma. And here come Coach Parnell walking out there. And because, you know, that year everybody was trying to say Trey Franklin was better than me. And I remember, because me and Trey, we always alternated series. And Trey lost all of them yards and got us on the 1 yard line. And then, soon as he got tackled on the one, Coach P looked at me, Chubb, and I think this is why Coach P, we so cool to this day. He looked at me, he said, Pete? I said, Coach, I'm ready. And then he said, I want a 99-yard touchdown. And I didn't say nothing, I just ran on the field. And then that's when we walked up to the huddle, then here come Coach P with his little gangster walk. And I tapped Trey to get out of there. And Coach P said, and then it was Marcus Smith.
Okay.
And then this dude, the other dude is a cop now. What's his name? Michael?
Bronson?
No, not Bronson. It was a white dude. I forgot his name, but he's a cop now, but he was one of those small guys too, kind of like Marcus Smith. But he goes, Coach Parnell said, we're going to run to the weak side. We're going to run 47 blasts. I was like, shoot, well, let's call it. And I guess AJ was probably the quarterback then. I think AJ was quarterback, and that was his series. Because I think me and you had the same series, I think.
Yeah.
But anyways, man, AJ must have said, I must have went up in that hole and ducked out so quick. I just remember looking up with one sock up and one sock down.
Yeah, gone.
It was like, I'm in there. It was like I was running through a bowl of Roman noodles.
Yeah, he was gone for 99 yards.
But Butch, do you remember this? I think it was me and you. It was me and you outside of the baseball complex. And it was D-Row, Chubb, and everybody else like around the area in the home run derby. Do you remember that?
in the home run
derby.
You remember that? At the high school?
Yeah, in high school. Chubby, that was you start hitting all them bombs, wasn't it?
I don't know. It might have been, because D-Row won one the first year. I didn't win it for the
was
next year.
Was it D-Row? Nah, I thought
yeah,
it was
D-Row. D-Row won it his junior year, then Chubby won it the senior year.
Yeah.
The senior year. Oh, no. I'm thinking about the junior year. But
yeah.
But I thought it was Chubby. I thought this. Yeah, well, I might be thinking about our senior year then, because I thought Chubby, because you just started just
Last
round, yeah, because he had two. He had like he was down to his last out. Came
yeah.
back and won.
Yeah, I know.
Had to hit like 13 out.
Yeah.
Was that the year that Devil Ray's Scout was there?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah,
no,
oh, little Pete. Black dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
was he there that day?
Yeah, he was there that day.
Yeah, I was there.
I know he was. I'm saying just Pete. Like, do you remember him being there that day?
Yeah, I hit with him for like an hour before that home run derby.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this plaque now. That's one thing I do miss, going out there hitting some BP. I just want to get out there and hit.
Hey.
And you know Chambers threw that money. You know Chambers threw that money BP too.
Hey, he did, man, because he knew that for him it was money.
Hey, for real, Chambers. Hey, have you feel like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get drafted. You know, Chambers throwing that ball so good in there.
I know, but Coach C had me thinking I was going to get drafted in 10th grade.
So, yeah, throw me some of that BP. To this day, I'll take that BP.
Hey, for real. Hey, I think I can still, man, he might throw a little hard for me now. I have to adjust to it. Because I took
BP.
But yeah, Coach C, man, he threw that BP. Boy, I don't know what it was about that Muskogee baseball, man. But that Muskogee baseball gave you hope.
Yeah.
Oh. Nigga, that's what gave us hope. You remember it'd be days where we was like, man, when we going to eat? And then Luther used to be like when I get off the computer.
Hit up at first.
Yeah, but first you start to wake him up because he's the fall asleep. And we used to be scared to wake him up.
Like, heck no, I ain't waking him up. Like, I'll starve before I wake him up.
For real, it's like, yeah, I guess I ain't gonna eat today.
Yeah.
Go find something to make, just putting stuff together.
Yeah, I was like, because I'm trying to come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nah, but yeah, we said, hey, Butch, we were talking about them Whoppers the other day. You remember whenever, because, you know, very rarely them Whoppers will be like a dollar or something. Like back
yeah.
in the day when they had them Shaq Whoppers. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Luther to come back with a bag full of Whoppers.
Uh-huh.
Hey, that's how you know it was a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the whoppers come in.
Yeah, for real. But man, my favorite memory used to be them tacos. From
Taco Mayo.
Taco Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was actually with Luther one time, and Luther rolled up in the drive-thru and was like, "Yeah, love, let me get 22 tacos."
Like, that threw you off.
Yeah, that threw me off. Yeah. 20, like Emmitt Smith, 22?
Hey,
ain't that 22 taco? And boy, but the best part, he goes, Luther said, now, hell, y'all better not run through all them damn tacos now. He was like, I need a taste for tomorrow.
I remember microwaving them up. Trevor, you put me on game after this. He said, I said, but don't the shell get soft? He said, but you got to break that part off. I was like, y'all really good? And boy, I still like my tacos the day after to this day.
Man, I already called in some once, asked for 60. Had a little bunch of people over here, 60 tacos. They was like, you gonna come pick them up? Tacos. That's a lot of tacos.
60 tacos. Golly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll run through them tacos.
Hey, but hey, when you think about it, at the end of the day, that's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but they, you know, nowadays they're trying to get you the bundles to save money,
yeah.
Right?
Uh
huh. I mean, that's all he was doing. he was bundling up all of that food. He wasn't trying to go back to the baseball field and pick up that trash. You remember?
Yep, I sure remember that. $12.50 or something like that.
$12.50 an hour, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Picking up trash. It might have been a day knowing us. We did it like every day.
We was so young.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember when we was working and I was like, hey, man, I'm going to go to Long John Silver's or something.
Man, he wasn't even trying to go to work. He wasn't even trying to go. We caught him slipping that day. He's like, what you doing? Had a Long John Silver sack with him. He is. Wasn't trying to go in that day, huh? He trying to pull a quick one on us.
Yeah. That's when my excuses were starting to kick in. I think I'm going to tell him I got a headache.
He wasn't trying to get it that day, huh?
I ain't trying to go pick up them red Coca-Cola cups.
Yeah. Hey, we should knock that out, too.
Hey, for real, man. Now I think about it, man. I wish I had a job like that on the weekends nowadays sometimes. I'm like, shit.
Yeah. Talk about some easy cheese.
I knock this stuff out, man.
Hey, right now, yeah, I'll take that easy cheese.
Yeah, that's what you call easy money. That's what they call sports, man. Sports, easy money.
Mm-hmm. See, I want that easy. I like that easy cheese.
Hey, how's that Nurium going, man?
I had to put it on hold, man. I still got a bottle left to sell. You got a sample of it.
Hey, you might as well put it out there. What can they find it at?
At Nerium.com. Nerium.
But where can they get it from you at?
On Nerium.com.
Oh, that's fun. So they can't hit you up directly and to go get it?
That's my website. On my website. You know, when you buy into stuff like that, they give you a website portion of it.
But it's
sending
directly to them.
Yeah, I ain't got no product, so I got one bottle left on me. This ain't no warehouse here. It's in the cloud. You got to connect with the cloud.
He said, ain't no warehouse here.
Yeah.
But you,
they thought I had a stock.
But you can lead them to the warehouse.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to lead you to it.
I will show you the promised land.
Yeah, I had to put it on hold. I couldn't afford it no more. It was too much.
Still got a bottle left, though. So.
Yeah, I know that's right, man.
I need to fill this bottle. So if you know anybody interested in age-defined day cream, let me know. Say I got something.
Hey, if you're getting a little older but trying to look a little younger.
Yeah, I got something for you. And it's working. I've seen them at the convention. It's working. Damn. What y'all got going on today?
Oh, shoot, man. Nothing, man. They say Michigan just lost.
Yep.
So, and they're taking overtime, but I'm going to try to see what happened. Try to see what happened with that, man. Other than that, today's Saturday. Shoot, man. Go. You know what I'm about to do. Give me a 40, man. Watch a movie. Probably be sleeping
all
by
tonight.
7 o'clock. Tonight, oh, I don't go out at night no more, Butch. I don't talk to black people after 7 o'clock.
Well, for Petey Pete, y'all lie.
Yeah, I can't talk to him. I tell him I holler at him in the morning.
Like, nope, can't go out. Sorry.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I can't go out, man. I didn't come this far, just to only make it this far. Well, hey, Butch, what you got going?
Shoot, nothing, just chilling. Probably going to home township pretty soon.
Okay. Do y'all got the Bone Daddies down there?
We ain't got no Bone Daddies. We got Twin Peaks.
Oh, that's just like it.
Mm-hmm.
Said Bone Daddies, they show a little bit more clothes.
Yeah,
a little bit more skin.
Yeah, see, that's almost going to need something like that. We ain't got nothing like that. Oh, we got Buffalo Wild Wings.
No, y'all don't. No, y'all don't. Y'all don't need no Muskogee. Don't need nothing else. Y'all got everything y'all need.
I ain't the whole town go berserk. Whole town go berserk if Muskogee got a Twin Peaks or something.
Oh, the police gonna be out there. The police gonna be waiting for people to drive out. Talking about, yeah, we know y'all been drinking. It's just like, that's not the point.
Yeah, I know, right? This is a small town, boy.
If I'm
else.
Messing up, pull me over. If I'm going straight home, nothing wrong, but a tag light is out, don't pull me over.
Yeah. That's that small town for you,
man. Hey, they just looking for something to do.
Yeah, might as well take somebody to jail.
Yeah, I know I mess up their life.
They just turn people into celebrities, huh?
Oh, no, they used to go into Muskogee.
So, yeah, I'm going to make you a star. Come with me.
Give me your fingerprint. Oh man, that's something else, man. But yo,
yeah,
man, they cutting us off the air time.
Oh, all right, man. Appreciate you having us.
Hey, it's all good, man. Hey, Butch, it was good talking to you, man.
You too, Pete.
Alrighty, man. If you're around next week, about the same time, we'll be on next week. Saturday, same Pete and Chubb time. That's what I'm gonna say. So this is called Conversation with Chubb.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's thinking of names as they go.
On his podcast.
Hey, you know how I do.
Right, yeah, right. Sometimes them be the best ones, see? We learn
already,
as we go.
Well, y'all can listen to this on PDP.online, man. It's been a good talking to y'all. All right,
catch up with you.
Already. Yeah, well, there was a conversation with Chubb, man, the homeboy Chubb rocking Butch, man. Make sure y'all tune in to that. It will be live all the way until next Saturday whenever we tune in for another episode of Conversations with Chubb. Hey, them my two boys right there, brothers from another mother. You feel me? Thank y'all for tuning in. Uh-huh. Peace.